Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. So, before we begin, just some background. The Mishnah and the ensuing Gemara is going to mainly be discussing the halachis of checking Nega'im on Chala Ma'id. So the halacha is that a person who has a Nega, he goes to a Kayin, Dafka Kayin, not a Talmud Chacham. Hopefully the Kayin's also a Talmud Chacham, but it has to be Dafka to the Kayin. He goes to a Kayin, and the Kayin looks at the Nega, and if he sees that the Nega has a Siman Tuma, so the Kayin is machlet him right away. He becomes a Metzaira Muchlat right away. However, if he sees that there's a Nega Tzaras, however, there's no Siman Tuma within the Nega, it's just the Nega, without a Siman Tuma, these halachis are explained in details in Meseches Nega'im, but if the Kayin sees that the person has a Nega, but there's no Siman Tuma, so then he's masgir him, and the person becomes a Metzaira Musgar. A Metzaira Musgar literally means he's locked up, he gets locked in a house, and he's locked up for 7 days. For 7 days, he's in this house. After 7 days, he goes again to the Kayin, or the Kayin comes to the house, he checks on the Nega, and if the Nega went away, so then he's Metair the person. If the Nega has a Siman Tuma, he's Machlid him. If there's no Siman Tuma, but at the same time, the Nega didn't go away, the Nega is still there, so then the Kayin is Maskir him, a Shvua Sheni, a second Hezger, a second week, and again, he's a Metzaira Musker, and he gets locked up again for now another week, a second week. At the end of that second week, once again, he goes to the Kayin, or the Kayin comes to him, and the Kayin looks at the Nega. If there's a Siman Tuma, so then he's machlid him. If there's no Siman Tuma at this point, even if the Nega is still there, even if the Nega did not go away, as long as there's no Siman Tuma, so then the Kayin is metire him. There's no such thing as a Hesker Shlishi, there's only a Hesker Sheni. Mamela, and as much as he's not metam him, he's metire him. At the end of the second Hesker, if there's no Siman Tuma, so then the Kayin is metire him. So that's when it comes to the Nega. When it comes to the person's halachic status with regards to how confined he needs to be, so the halacha is like this. While he's a Metzaira Musgar, he's not allowed to be with his wife, but he is allowed to have friends over. He's not allowed to be with his wife, but he's allowed to have friends over. When he's a Metzaira Muchlat, he gets kicked out of the city. And when he gets kicked out of the city, his wife's allowed to come with him, but he's not allowed to be with friends. So he's kicked out of the city. At the end of his, I didn't mention this, but after he's a Metzaira Muchlat, so then when does he become Tar? He becomes Tar when the Nega goes away. So he goes to the Kayin sees that the Nega went away, and the Kayin's metire him. When the Kayin's metire him, he doesn't just become Tar right away, he has to count 7 days. It's called the Yemei Sfirai. He has to count 7 days, and during these 7 days, he's no longer allowed to be with his wife. His friends are allowed over again. He's allowed to be with his friends, but he's not allowed to be with his wife. So again, just to recap, when he's a Metzaira Musker, he's not allowed to be with his wife, but he's allowed to be with his friends. When he's a Muchlat, so then he's allowed to be with his wife. He's not allowed to be with his friends. And then during Yemei Sfirai, when he's counting the 7 days, he's not allowed to be with his wife, but he's allowed to be with his friends. So now says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, Narayin es hanegayim lahakel avaloy lahachmer. On Chol HaMoed, we don't want to ruin a person's Simchas Yom Tov. So what happens if a person has a Nega Tzaras, and so he needs to show it to the Kayin? Is the Kayin allowed to paskin on it? Again, we don't want to ruin the Simchas Yom Tov. So Rabbi Meir says, not a problem. You could check, the Kayin could check the Nega, he could be Rayin Es HaNegayim, Lahakel, and if it's going to work out in the person's own favor, so then it'll be Mekel on him, Avaloy Lahachmer. If it's going to work out against him, if it's going to make his status more chummer than it was before, so then the Kayin is not going to paskin on the Nega. According to our mayor, the Kayin has a choice whether or not to paskin on the Nega. He doesn't have to. Now, la halacha, the person's status is not ba'atzim. It's only tali on what the Kayin says. So long as the Kayin hasn't been metame him, he's not tame. Even if a person has a Nega with saras, with a siman tuma and everything, so long as the Kayin hasn't paskin on him and he's tame, so then he's not tame. tamei. It's not that the kohen's megala milson lamafreya that he was tamei the whole time. He's 100% not tamei until the kohen tells him. And similarly, even when a mitzvah, when this nega goes away, he doesn't actually become tar until the kohen actually paskins on him that he's tar. So now says Rav Meir, when a person has a nega tzaras on chol hamoed, we don't want to ruin his yomtiv, so it's not a problem. He'll go to the kohen. If it works out in his favor, the kohen will tell him his psak that it's in its lakula. And if it works out against him, so then the kohen won't tell him anything. He'll be right in the gum lahakula v'loy lahachmer. The chachamim say that no, it doesn't work like that. Loy lahakula v'loy lahachmer. The kohen's not allowed to check the nega at all. And we'll see in the Gemara that the reason for this is because the Chachamim hold that a Kohen has to issue a psak. He's not allowed to just remain quiet. Once he sees the Shailo, he has to give a psak, either Tar or Tame. And Mamela, since sometimes it's going to work out against the person's favor, it's going to work out at L'chumra, and it might ruin his Simchas Yomtiv, so therefore the Kohen is not allowed to be Rayin Negaim on Cholamai. Now, says the Gemara, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, and this is going to be a Braisa that's really just going to recap the sheet as we just mentioned, and just add in some more details. So Rabbi Meir, Ayumer, Rayinas Anegaim, Lahakil of Ulay Lahachmer. So that's the same Rabbi Meir that we had in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to, paskin on a Nega, Lahakil of Ulay Lahachmer. And Rabbi Yaisi, Ayumer, and this sheet of Rabbi Yaisi is the same as the Chachamim in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yaisi, Ayumer, Lay Lahakil of Ulay Lahachmer. That no, the Kain is not allowed to paskin on the Nega Bichlal. You're not allowed to show it to him. Shema ata nizkak loy lahako, nizkak loy af lahachmer. Because once you come on to him to give a psak lakula, so then he has to issue the psak even if it ends up being lachumra. He's not allowed to remain quiet. Once you go with him for the psak and it's lachumra, he has to say something. He's not allowed to remain quiet. Now Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says, this is the Hemshech of the Braisa, says Rabbi, that near and divir Rabbi Meir b'muskar v'divir Rabbi Yosi b'mukhla. We'll see in the Gemara what exactly this means, why this is, but Rabbi says that he holds like Rabbi Meir when it comes to a mitzvah muskar. When it comes to a mitzvah muskar, the kohen is allowed to paskin on the nega, is allowed to see the nega, and when it comes to a mitzvah mukhlak, so then the kohen is not allowed to paskin on the nega, and again we'll get to the reasoning behind this when we get to the Gemara. Now Amar Rava, says Rava, that when it comes to this machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, or in the Braisa, it's between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi, about whether or not the kohen is allowed to paskin on the negam, so says Rava, that kuli amo loy pligi, betar kuli amo loy pligi deloy chazule. Now when it comes to a person who his status quo until now was that he was tar, and now is the first time that he sees something that's a nega, so he wants to go to the kohen to paskin for him, so that could only be worse for him. Until now his status quo was that he was tar. So whatever, it could only be worse. If the kohen paskins on this nega that he's tar, he didn't change anything. If it paskins that he's tameh, so now he becomes a mitzvah muskar, or possibly even a mitzvah mukhla. So when it comes to a person whose status quo was that he's tar, that everybody agrees, Deloy Chazulei. Even our mayor agrees, because also in this case, our mayor agrees that the kohen is not allowed to remain quiet. When it comes to the first time the kohen is seeing the nega, so then even our mayor agrees that he's not allowed to remain quiet, and therefore everybody would agree in this case that the person is not allowed to bring his nega to the kohen to paskin on it, when his status quo until now was that he was tar. Behesger Rishon Dekuli Amo Loy Pligi Dechazulei. And when it comes to a Metzaira who experienced 1 week of Hesker, he had Hesker Rishon, so then everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yosi agrees, that you are allowed to show the Nega to the Kohen. If he had 1 week of Hesker, show it to the Kohen. There's nothing to lose. Even if the Kohen has to issue a Psak, it's a win-win over here, because either the Kohen is going to be Matire him, and then that's great, now he's tar, or what's the worst that could happen? He'll tell him that no, you have to remain in Hesker for another week. Okay, well that didn't change anything. So being that the Kohen is either going to be Matire him, or he's going to tell him to go into another week of Hesker, so there's nothing to lose. Even Rabbi Yosi would agree that the Kohen is allowed to paskin on the Nega. Now you'll ask, that what do you mean? It could be worse, because maybe the Kohen, after the first Hesker, he'll see that there's a simen tumah by the nega, and he'll have to be mechlit him, and he'll have to get kicked out of town. So it could be worse. So how could it be that after the first hezger, you're allowed to show it to the kohen because there's nothing to lose? What do you mean it could be worse? Maybe it'll be metameh him. Maybe it'll be mechlit him. So Tosfos explains that no, when it comes to this case of hezger rishon, So even Rabbi Yaisi agrees that the Kayin, if he sees that there's a Siman Tuma, he doesn't have to issue the Psak. Rabbi Yaisi will learn on Amud Beis, his Makar that the Kayin has to issue a Psak, it's from a Pasuk that says, Latarai oi Latamai. That yet the Kayin goes, you show the Naga to the Kayin, and the Kayin gives the Psak either to be Matayer or to be Matame. So Rabbi Yaisi holds, Taisus explains, that Rabbi Yaisi holds that that Drasha only goes on a person who's Tar, or he's already by Hesker Sheni, where the psak of him is either going to be Tahar or Tameh. There's no in-between psak of another Hesker. However, when it comes to Hesker Rishon, being that there's an option for another psak of Hesker Sheni, so that Pasuk was obviously not talking to this scenario, because the Pasuk was talking to a scenario where the options were Letarai or Letamai. Being that by Hesker Rishon, there's an option of a Hesker Sheni, the Pasuk's not talking in this scenario, and even Rabbi Yaisi would agree that if the Kayin sees a Siman Tuma, he doesn't have to say anything. And therefore, there's nothing wrong with showing the Nega to a Kayin after the Hesker Rishon, and even Rabbi Yaisi would agree to this Psak. Ki pligi, when do we have a machoika? So if everyone agrees when the person's status quo is tar, and everybody agrees when his status quo was a Hesker Rishon, so then where's the machoika between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yaisi? Says the Gemara, ki pligi, the machoika is the Hesker Sheni. If the person is coming off of a Hesker Sheni. So, Marsava, Rabbi Meir holds, the Kayin Talia Melsa, it's all Tali in the Kayin. So, itar, amar le tar. If the Kayin sees that the person's tar, he'll tell him that he's tar, he'll make his day. The itame, shasik, and even if the person is tame, if the Kayin sees that there's a Siman Tuma, the Kayin could just stay quiet, and he'll say, come back to me after Yom Tef. And therefore, there's nothing wrong with the Kayin looking at the Nega, because the Rav Meir holds that the Kayin doesn't have to issue a psak. Umar savar letaroi ay letamiksev. Whereas Rabbi Yaisi holds that no, the Kayin is not allowed to stay quiet. And therefore, a person after Hesker Sheni should not show his Nega to the Kayin, because maybe the Kayin will see a Siman Tuma, and he'll have to be machlet him. That will ruin his Simchas Yom Tov, he'll get kicked out of town, he gets kicked chutz l'machne. And therefore, Rabbi Yaisi holds that after Hesker Sheni, the person should not show his Nega to the Kayin. That's where we have the Machlaikas, is Dafka after Hesker Sheni. Now says the Gemara Amar Mar, we had mentioned before, that Amar Rabbi, the end of the Braisa brought the sheet of Rabbi, who said, Nirin Divir Rabbi Yaisi b'muchlat u'divir Meir b'muskar. Rabbi says, and we'll explain it shortly, Rabbi Shita is similar to Rabbi Yaisi, that the Kohen always has to speak up. And Afal Pikein says Rabbi, that he agrees with Rabbi Yaisi when it comes to a Metzora Mukhlat, that the Kayin should not give a Psak, and Divir Meir B'Muskar, that you could go to the Kayin for a Psak by a Metzora Muskar. Now, before we explain what this means, says the Gemara of Tanya Ibcha, we learned in a Braisa that it's the opposite, that Rabbi said that he agrees with Rabbi Meir by a Mukhlat, and Rabbi Yaisi by a Muskar. So says the Gemara, Tanai hi aliba de Rabbi. It's a machlaikis within the sheet of Rabbi, what Rabbi said in Shir. And what's the machlaikis based off of? Mar savar tzavsa de alma adiflei, umar savar tzavsa de ishtoi adifalei. One of the sheetas Badas Rabbi holds, that a person enjoys the tzavsa, the company of the alma of his friends, that the company of friends is better than the company of a wife. Umar savar tzavsa de ishtoi adifalei, that no, he actually prefers the company of his wife more than the company of his friends. So now we'll explain. What this means is as follows. The Mar Savar, the first Mar Savar, the first Shita holds that Tzavsa de Alma is better than Tzavsa de Ishtai. So that's the second version of Rebbe. The second version of Rebbe is that people like being with their friends more than their wife, and therefore said Rebbe that he agrees with Rebbe Meir when it comes to a Mukhla, that when it comes to a Metzora Mukhla, you could go to the Kayin. Why? Because it's a win-win. Either the Kayin will say that he's still Tameh, okay, so then his status didn't change. He was Tamei before and he's Tamei now. Or the Kohen will tell him that he's Tahar and then now he's in the Yemei Sfiro. And what happens when he's in the Yemei Sfiro? So now he becomes Aser to his wife, but he's Mutter to his friends. And Savsa da Alma is Adifalei. So therefore, a Metzora Mukhlat says, Rabbi, I agree with Rabbi Meir when it comes to a Metzora Mukhlat. Go to the Kohen. Because even though the Kohen has to issue a Psak, it's a win-win. Either the Kohen will tell him he's Tamei and he's no different, or he'll tell him he's Tahar. Now we could be with his friends, so it's a win-win. And he agrees, and Rebbe says, I agree with Rebbe Yossi when it comes to a musker, I agree with Rebbe Yossi that you shouldn't go to a kayin when it comes to a musker, because it could be worse. Because if the kayin is metamehim, so now he loses his friends. Now he becomes a metzaira mukha. So he loses his friends, he gets kicked out of the town, he's stuck with his wife, so therefore, mamish, a lot to lose over there. So that's the explanation of the second version of Rebbe. And then the Gemara says, Umar Tzavar, that no, he actually enjoys being with his wife more than his friends, and that's the first version of Rebbe. That's the first version that we quoted before, that Rebbe said that he agrees with Rebbe Meir when it comes to a musker. He agrees with Rebbe Meir that you could go to the Kayin when it comes to a Metzaira musker, because that's when you have a win-win. It could only be better. If he's a musker, maybe the Kayin will tell him that he's tar, so that's great. Now he's mutter to everybody. So that's a win. And even if the Kayin is machlit him, he tells him he's tameh, so it's true that now he can't be with his friends anymore, because now he's a Metzaira mukhlak, but now he could be with his wife. And he enjoys being with his wife more than his friends. While he was a musker, he couldn't be with his wife. Now he could be with his wife, so it's a win-win when it comes to a Metzaira musker. And said Rebbe that he agrees with Rebbe Yossi when it comes to a Metzaira mukhlak, not to go to a Kayin when it comes to a mukhlak, because it's true that if the Kayin says he's tameh, then nothing changes, but maybe the Kayin's going to tell him that he's tar, and now he starts the Yemei Sfirai, and he can't be with his wife anymore. He could be with his friends, but he can't be with his wife, and he enjoys being with his wife more than he enjoys being with his friends, and therefore, that's the pshat in this Rebbe's first version. The Rebbe said that he agrees with Rebbe Yossi when it comes to a Metzaira Mukhla. So the machlekes between the two versions is whether or not a person enjoys his Safsa de Alma de Adiflai or Safsa de Ishte Adiflai. Each person can make that judgment call on himself. It says the Gemara Vayter now that Lameimra de Mukhlan Mutter Betasha Shamita. So this whole thing was going with the assumption that we started off the share with, that a Metzaira Mukhla is allowed to be with his wife. He gets kicked out of town, he can't be with his friends, but he's allowed to be with his wife. Is that really true, that a Metzaira Mukhla is allowed to be with his wife? Says the Gemara, and yes, it's true. Vatanya, and it's just like we learned in the Braisa, that the Braisa says like this, V'yashav michutz lo'ahaloi, so this is talking about during the Yemei Sfirai. After he becomes tar, his nega goes away. So he starts counting 7 days. It says, V'yashav michutz lo'ahaloi shivas yamim, he sits outside his tent for 7 days. What does it mean, he sits outside of his tent? She'ehei aser b'tashma shamita. The tent is referring to tashma shamita, refers to being together with his wife. And so he sits during the Yemei Sfira outside his tent, means that he's not allowed to be B'tashma Shamita. How do we know that? Because we know that Ve'ein Ahalai Ela Ishtai. That Ahal is another meaning for a person's wife. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says after Matan Torah, it says, Leich Emor Lehem Shuvu Lechem Lo Halechem. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael that now, even though they had to be perished from their wives before Matan Torah, now everybody could go back and to go back to their Ayel, referring to being together with their wives. So you see, Ayel is a Lashon of being together with a person's wife. So by the Yemei Sfirai, it says that a person has to be outside his tent. It means he cannot be with his wife. So now, it's mefarsh in the Torah that during the Yemei Sfirai, a Metzaira is not allowed to be with his wife. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says that Shivas Yamim Yisperulai, Midarsha from the Pasuk of Yisperulai, that Yemei Sfirai Velo Yemei Chilutai. That it's a separate category of days. Yemei Sfirai is its own category. And therefore, things that apply to the Yemei Sfirai do not apply to the Yemei Chilutai. So it's true that during the Yemei Sfirai he's not allowed to be with his wife, but he is allowed to be with his wife during the Yemei Chilutai. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda is Chayle, and he says that no, Shivas Yemei Sfirai Kal Lachaymrei Yemei Chilutai. Yemei Sfirai is more Kal. He's already on his way to become Tar, and then he's not allowed to be with his wife. So then Kal Lachaymrei during the Yemei Chilutai, he's not allowed to be with his wife. But what we were saying until now was going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a person is allowed to be with his wife during Yemei Chilutai. It's Dafka during Yemei Sfirai that he's not allowed to be with his wife. And that's also the Shita of Rabbi, as we'll see in a second. Shia Danti Lufnei Rebbe, I discussed this issue in front of Rebbe, that Limaditanu Rabbeinu, that Yaisam Lohayu Loi Liziyahu Eli Bimei Chilutai, that Rebbe had said, you taught me Rebbe, that Yaisam, who was the son of Uziyahu, Yaisam Ben Uziyahu, he was born to Uziyahu, or conceived by Uziyahu, during Yemei Chilutai of Uziyahu. Uziyahu was Bimei Chilutai, and that's when Yaisam was conceived. So you see, so Amar Loi Afani Kachamerti, and Rebbe said, yes, that's taka what I hold. So you see that Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Yehuda, not like Rebbe Yaisi, Rebbe Yehuda. The sheet of Rebbe is like Rebbe Yehuda, that Mitzayra during Yemei Chilutai is allowed to be with his wife. It's only Bimei Svirai that he's not allowed to be with his wife. Now says the Gemara, B'mai Kamifligi, what's this Machlaikas Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yaisi, Rebbe Yehuda? Says the Gemara, that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Saver, that Gali Rachmani Bimei Sfirai V'kol Shekeni Bimei Chilutai. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though it's true, the Torah only told us about the Isra of Tashma Shamita when it comes to a Mitzayra Bimei Sfirai, the Torah had trust in us that we would make the Kavu Chaymer by ourselves. A person's allowed to be done a Kavu Chaymer, Me'atzmai. You're allowed to make your own Kavu Chaymers. And so the Torah knew that we would, even though it only told us the din by a Mitzayra Bimei Sfirai, the Torah knew that we would apply it also to the Bimei Chilutai because it's a Kavu Chaymer. It's a kol shekein. Umer savar, whereas Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, my de gali gali, my de loy gali loy gali. That no, the Torah only told it to us by Yemei Sfirai because that's the only time it's true. This is a din that only applies to Yemei Sfirai and does not apply to Yemei Chilutai. So Taisus points out that why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda make the same kavu chaymer? It must be Rabbi Yehuda had some sort of pircha that he held that it wasn't such a good kavu chaymer. Memela says Rabbi Yehuda that no, this din only applies during Yemei Sfirai and it does not apply to Yemei Chilutai. Now says the Gemara, some a separate kasha on everything that we've been saying until now. Says the Gemara, new sugi a little bit. Says the Gemara, Lameimra, Debekayin Talia Milsa. This whole sugi was mavur, that a person's status is not be'etzem. It's telling him when the kain tells him a psak. That's what's clear from the whole sugya. You go to the kain, you don't go to the kain, it might ruin the simchas yamtif, depending on what the kain says. Could the kain stay quiet? It's all telling him what the kain tells him. So ask the Gemara, is that really true? L'meimra de'kain talia milsa, a person's status isn't automatic. L'mashal, if a person has a shayla with basar b'chalav, it's not like he goes to the rav and now the pot becomes treif if it's treif. The rav's telling you what was. The pot was treif as soon as the shayla came up. As soon as whatever incident happened, the pot was treif. You go to the Rav tells you what was. By Mitzayra, it seems like it doesn't work like that. The Kain's not telling you what was. It's not something, the person's status doesn't just change automatically. It's only once you go to the Kain tells you your status, now you take on that status. Is that really true that that's the way it works by Tzaras? Says the Gemara in. Now yes, that is the way it works. A person's status is only affected once the Kain actually issues a Psak. He's not just telling you the halacha of the situation that happened. He's telling you that now this is the new reality. And says the Gemara Vatanya, it's just like that which we learned in the Braisa, that the Pasuk says, "Uveyoyim he ra'ois boy." The Torah is mashma that yesh yoyim she'ata raya boy, v'yesh yoyim she'ata raya boy. It says on the day that the Kayin sees the Nega. It's mashma that there are days that the Kayin could choose to see the Nega, and days that the Kayin does not see the Nega. What are these days that the Kayin does not look at a Nega? So Mikan Amru, from here they said, that it must be that there are days that the Kayin does not see the Nega. What are those days? It's a chasan shenoylad by Nega. One example is a chasan that he gets a nega tzaras. He just got married and he gets a nega tzaras. So nice din lai shivas yemei amishta layu lebeisai uleksusai. So we give him the 7 days of sheva brachos, whether the nega is on him, it's on his house, it's on his clothing. We give him the 7 days of his sheva brachos, and only afterwards the kohen looks at the nega. V'chein beregel, also when it comes to yamtiv, nice din lai shivas yemei haregel. We give him the 7 days of the regel. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So you see lahedya that the person's status is and only on the Kain Psak. If his status changed without the Kain Psak, there will be no reason to be nice in lay any sort of 7 days. It must be that the Psak, that the person's status, his reality, is only affected once the Kain issues a Psak. And that's learned there from this Pasuk of Uveyoyim Heirois Boy, that there are days that the Kain doesn't look at the Nega. What are those days? These examples during Sheva Brachis or during Yom Tif. Agav, I saw the Imre Emes ask the Kasha that we know that a Chasun is Maiklu Mayakal Vanaisav. A Chassan gets a kapara from all of his averis. Now ask the Emre Emes that the Gemara and Erechin on Tazayin Amad Aleph is mavur, that a person gets saras for all different types of averis. And the question is, as frak the Emre Emes, that if a Chassan is Meichel Nail Kol Avanaisov, so how does a Chassan get an Ega? He's Meichel Nail Kol Avanaisov, he has a clean slate. So how does a Kain ever get an Ega? How does a chassan ever get an ega? So the truth is that many Paiskim understand that even though a chassan is meichel le'akol v'naisav, it just means that it's a zman misugal for tshuva, and that if he does tshuva, so then he'll get a kapara for all of his averis. But it's not an automatic thing. It's not like he gets married and boom, all of his averis go away. It just means it's a zman misugal, and during that time is a special time for a person to do tshuva, and then he'll be nimcha le'akol v'naisav, and that's the ma'isa, that's the way I was mekabel from my Rebbe, from Rav Yaakov Hillel as well, Shavar for Shalema, Rabbi Yaakov ben Gladys Katun, but it's not automatic, and therefore it's not a kasha how a chassan could get a nega. It's because even a chassan, it's only if he does tshuva. So this chassan, obviously he didn't do tshuva, or you could say that no, maybe he was nimcha al kalva naisav at the chuppah, but then maybe afterwards, I don't know how long a person keeps the status of this of a chassan l'inyinze, but maybe after the chuppah, maybe he did some sort of avera, and then he got a nega. Al kopanim, what we're bringing this for is just to show that there are times that the Kayin doesn't look at the Nega, which shows us that it must be that the person's status is Tully in the Kayin. That's the Sheet of Rabbi Huda, that we learned this out from the Pasuk of Uvayim Hira Isvai. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says a different pshat. Rabbi says, "Einai tzarech, you don't need a drasha of the yom hirayis, but you don't need this drasha." Harehu Omer, you could learn out the idea that it's tali and the kayin from the following, from a mamish, from a mafurish pasuk. Now you don't need a drasha for this. The pasuk says that tziva kayinu finu asabayis. The pasuk's discussing a person who has tzaras in his house. So the kayin goes to the house. He sees that the tzaras is tame, that the house is going to be tame. He's going to announce that the house is tame. Now it's going to be very difficult for the person if he has to go and bring all of his kalim to the mikvah. If everything in the house becomes tameh once the house is declared a house with saras, it could be very difficult for the person to then have to move all of his beds and furniture and everything out of the house and go teivel it and to be metayer it. So what the Torah tells us is that v'tziva ha'kayin ufinu ha'sabayis, before the kayin actually announces that the house is tameh, he tells the person, which is unbelievable, because we're talking about a person who did an avera, and still the Torah tells us to be careful with him, and to be nice to him. And the Kohen tells him, before I declare that your house is tameh, go get your kalim out of the house. It'll be much easier for you. You won't have to hire moving trucks to get to the mikvah, bring the stuff all back. Just go get the stuff out of the house, and in this way, it won't become tameh, and then I'm going to make the house tameh. So, in mamtinen loy ledvar harishus, if you see that it's tali in the Kohen, and even for dvar harishus, even for the person, just it'll be very difficult for him to have to tivel all of his kalim. We tell him that we'll wait. The kain said he's going to wait. He's not going to be metam in the house yet. Go get your stuff out. So then, kol shekain ledvar mitzvah. So now, all the more so, kol shekain, when it comes to a chassan, when it comes to a regel, all the more so, the kain could wait. He doesn't have to issue a psak. But here already, you see mamish directly from the psukim, this idea that it's tali in the kain, and the kain could say that let's not discuss the issue right now. We'll discuss it later. Even for a dvar rishus, for taking the kalim out of the house, he's allowed to delay his psak. Kol shekain when it comes to simchas yamtiv, when it comes to the simchas chasam v'kala, so we're allowed to delay the psak. Now, my benayu, so it comes out, we brought two makairis that the kayin is allowed to delay a psak. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's from the pasuk of uv'yayim hira isbay, and Rabbi said, it's from ufinu asabayis. So my benayu, what's the nafkamina between these two, where the makar is? Amir abaye, mashma is darshanika benayu. There's no halachic nafkamina. The only nafkamina is just mashmai's darshan. Pasha, which pasuk you learn it out from? If you get asked on a test, where it's learned out from? So that's the nafkamina. It's just two different drashas, but there's no halachic nafkamina. The Rava Amar, Rava says, and no, there's actually a halachic nafkamina. Rava Amar, dvar harushos ikabinayu. The nafkamina is the kain allowed to, for a different dvar harushos, is the kain allowed to delay his psak. According to Rabbi Huda, there's no makar that the kain's allowed to delay his psak stam for a dvar. It's only for a chassan, it's only for the regel, where Rebbe learned it out from Vitziva Akayim Vifinu Asabayis. Rebbe would tell you that for any Devar HaRishos, so Akayim is allowed to delay his psak. Now says the Gemara of Rabbi. Now why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda learn it out from Rabbi's drasha, from Rabbi's pasuk, and why doesn't Rabbi learn it out from Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk? So says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda mehasam legamrina on the chiddushu. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't want to learn out a klal from Ufinu Asabayis that the kohen is always allowed to delay his psak, and even for a dvar rishos, because over there it was nigei batim, and nigei batim the chiddushu, nigei batim, the whole idea that a house could become tameh is a tremendous chiddush. The eitzim ba'avanim ba'al maloi mitamo. In general, in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, so eitzim va'avanim, which are what comprise the house, they make up the house, they're not mekabel tumah. V'halcha mitamo, and over here by a house, they're mekabel tumah. That's something that doesn't usually apply. That's not something we usually find. And therefore, it's aim by elchidushoy. It's something that we find by nigei batim that the kain is allowed to delay his psak. But you can't learn out from here a klal that the kain is always allowed to delay his psak because nigei batim is a chiddush. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn it out from Vitziva Kayin. V'Rebbe Amar Lecha, and Rebbe will tell you that it's strich that you actually need both drashas. Meaning, Rebbe doesn't not learn it out from Uvyami Ra'isbay. Rebbe actually uses both drashas. And you need both. Why? Because of Rachmanu Uvyami Ra'isbay. If you just would have had the pasuk of Uvyami Ra'isbay, have Aminu Ludvar Mitzvah and Ludvar Rishoslai. So I would say that, yeah, when is the kain allowed to delay his psak? Only when it comes to a Dvar Mitzvah, but not when it comes to a Dvar Rishos. So therefore, Kas Rachmanu Vetziva Kain. Therefore, the Torah had to say Vetziva Akayin, and no, it's even for Dvar Rishos. Now, why not just say Vetziva Akayin? Says the Gemara, V'yikas of Rachman and Vetziva Akayin, and if the Torah would have just told us the pasuk of Vetziva Akayin, that the Akayin could delay his psak even for Dvar Rishos, so have Amina Hani in the Lav Tumah Degufei. I would say that that's dafka by tuma by nigei batim, because nigei batim is not tuma that's on his body, so it's less chamer. Aval tuma de gufei, we find that tuma de gufei is generally more chamer, so tuma de gufei, where it's more chamer, ema michse chazile, I would say that you're not allowed to delay the psak at all. Michse chazile, and therefore tzricha, that's why I need the pasuk of uvayayim herayis by, that even when it comes to nigei or basar, when it comes to negam that are on a person, that the kain is allowed to delay the psak, that's why I need both makairis.